Eric Ingorowski is a pediatrician in a mostly white, mostly wealthy suburb of Rochester. But he did his residency in a downtown hospital where he says seeing minority patients was the norm. That puts him ahead of most of his colleagues in terms of familiarity with how diseases look on dark skin. Even so, he says, he needs some help sometimes.
Something that looks red doesn't always look
red. So it can appear differently on skin of darker color, and you can miss the diagnosis. You may initially get fooled.
We've known for decades about racial inequalities and access to medical care. But what's newer is an understanding of how diagnosis is racially biased, too. It turns out it's not enough to simply get people into a doctor's office. Once they're there, racial differences persist in everything from how seriously staff take a person's pain to how often doctors misdiagnose. Now, a Rochester company called Visual DX is building a system it says will help equalize diagnoses. A disclosure, Ingorowski also works for Visual DX. Art Papier is the company's CEO.
The bias in medicine has been towards skin disease and people that have light skin, and that's where most of the books presented examples.
Papier pulls out a hefty volume. It's a 1910 Atlas of Dermatology.
Page after page, we've probably looked at 30 images already, and you'll see how there's just one or two pictures per disease. We have not yet in this book seen one image of people of color.
Textbooks have gotten a bit more representative since then, Papier says, but they still don't reflect the entire population. He says that's impossible when there's only room for three or four pictures of any one disease. So Visual DX started building a database. Pictures submitted by doctors around the world of what disease looks like on their patients. The pictures are categorized and filterable. How old is the patient? Where do they live? Where have they traveled? And, crucially, what color is their skin? The catalog is not for the faint of heart. It has pictures of lesions, wounds, and infections everywhere on the body.
I've seen everything. I am unshockable.
Heidi Halton is the image collection manager. She works in a dimly lit, gray-walled room.
We don't want our environment to be affecting how we look, how we see the images. So lighting is important to us.
And she spends a lot of time looking at these pictures and figuring out what's missing. There are over 150,000 pictures in the database, and yet some diseases have proven almost impossible to find in people of color.
It took us years to find images of Rocky Mountain spotted fever and dark skin patients.
And there are more. Lyme disease, for example.
We have one, this is another one that drives me nuts, but we have one here. It took years to get this picture.
John DeVidio's in the psychology department at Yale. He says it's not that people of color don't get bitten by ticks. It's that there are more barriers to them getting to a doctor than there are for the average white person. And then, once they get to a clinic, doctors have a hard time making the diagnosis because they don't know what these diseases look like on dark skin.
Many doctors don't have much experience treating patients who are diverse racially and ethnically, and just will try to apply what they know about what something looks like in a white person to members of other groups.
DeVidio's been studying what we now call implicit bias since before it had that name. Back in 1981, he was a co-author on a paper titled Racism Among the Well-Intentioned. DeVidio says doctors aren't trying to be ignorant.
At a very conscious level, they work very hard to not let any kind of personal biases affect the medical decisions that they make. But even people who are very well-meaning and non-prejudiced explicitly are susceptible to having these implicit biases, and those implicit biases get folded into the rationale and the diagnoses.
How can this change? The next step might be robots. Papier says Visual DX is moving its resources toward machine learning, feeding computers tens of thousands of images of diseases and teaching them to recognize the symptoms, regardless of the patient's skin color. It's a little unnerving, Halton says.
Machine learning became a big project for us, and that changed everything, because then it was, well, we can never have enough.
The more you feed it.
Absolutely, the better it understands. It's insatiable.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.